I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. Sorry for getting a little bit of a late start here. During the break, before I turn the chair back over to Chairman Walker for discussion of ONCA 1977, I did go back and listen to the recording. I'd like to apologize to Treasurer Littleton. I know he's in the back eating a piece of pizza, but this is recorded, so hope he can hear me and listen again and again and again. He did not use the word investigation, but he did say that we've heard you. We think that there's a study that may take up to 6 months. So we are aware of a study that's being put into everything that's happened with our base pay adjustments, market study, that may take up to 6 months. So I apologize to Treasurer Littleton for saying he said investigation. That wasn't the word he used. He said study. I'd like to turn the chair back over to Congressman Walker for discussion of 1977.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman Potts. So we left off on ONCA 1977. I'm not going to read the title again, if that's okay with everyone. So we're on 1977. Who wants to start? Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to see if the committee's willing to address this issue that was brought up earlier over the executive wages, salaries and wages line. And if we could ask the executive to come up. Talk about the difference that.
Can we pull up the chart from budget analysts too?
I would like to see the revenue and expenditure sheet that we were looking at after the meeting yesterday. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And also the chart that we
slow down, guys.
Reviewed on it. So yeah, there's stuff to look at here.
Get it together.
Mr. Zahn, are you prepared to discuss this?
Yes, is this we're talking about the.
Yes.
We need to let the people know that's what we're talking about.
So at this point, we're going to specifically talk about the Office of the Principal Chief, the impact that the committee substitute had. Is that the committee's understanding? Is that what you requested, Congresswoman Stabler? Okay.
Salary and wages line.
Yes.
Page 39.
There it is. Can you pull up 2019 also, FY19?
Would the committee be okay if Mr. Zahn described what he thinks the impact of the committee substitute did to their budget?
On this one issue, yes.
I'm open.
Mr. Zahn, and I'm saying that because I had a discussion after the meeting yesterday with some of those of us that are at the table, and I brought a point up, and then I talked to Mr. Zahn yesterday after work, and there seems to be either a misunderstanding or a disagreement on the impact. So, Mr. Zahn, you have the floor if you feel compelled to.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I alluded to earlier, the 1977, as it was originally submitted, had our salaries at $703,313. And the committee substitute yesterday that was approved, reduced the salary line item by $259,899 and reduced the benefit line item by $32,442 and increased the IDC line item by $2,845, with a total decrease in the budget from the committee sub of $289,496.
Congresswoman Stabler.
So what I'm believing at this point that's happened is that our starting point, that's what we're going back to. It's not just the impact, it's the starting point of the figure that we put in the committee sub was wrong, because we referred back to their 2019 wages and salaries, and they have IDC in that. So for the 2020, they are not including IDC in that, and they're going full tribal dollars for that budget. So that's the difference, the $300,000 difference.
Congresswoman Edwards. Right.
So this is their 2019 budget.
That's 2020.
No, that's 2019.
Oh, 2019. My bad. Oh, yeah. Sorry. What year are we in?
So see, the number for 2019 is seven is the same number that you have. But what happened? My understanding is that it doesn't match what happened in July of 2019.
Mr. Zahn, sorry.
Well, it appears to me that only salaries that were listed were those in the tribal budget of 19, which is the 443,414. But the other part of our salaries, the other percentage of 259,914 that's in the IDC budget program 990 was not added to that number.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would be an inadvertent mistake. What has happened here is because these two are tracked as different revenue and expenditure sheets in the monthly financial reports, the number that was pulled from our budget analyst is only reflective of the tribal amount of dollars that went to salaries and wages. So this would need to be amended in.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Potts, would you, on 1848, would you see if there's a budget that's, or a heading in the title of that bill called IDC, Office of the Principal Chief? I believe they have another table insert in 1848. I could be mistaken.
I did not see any.
I don't believe they do.
Okay, so that was only on the budget submission that it was submitted that way. Okay, so thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Zahn, do you remember how it was appropriated last year?
Yes, sir. It was appropriated in tribal dollars and IDC, and it was in one section, or one bill.
Which is on page 39, sorry. No. 73.
I thought IDC was set out.
It is restricted revenue.
We are about to stand corrected, but there's an amendment being worked on.
Thank you.
Well, can I just say something?
Congresswoman Edwards.
This is why I, if you remember, I've been saying that we needed to show the expenses by revenue source so that you could tell, because what we did is we showed the revenue by source, but we didn't show the spending by source. So you look at that and you know that it was $703,000, but you really don't know where it came from.
Just so you kind of stand corrected.
No, I didn't do it, but I believe them. I just am in saying that it looks like tribal revenue in the amount of $703,000.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So, Mr. Zahn, on the financial statements, then your salary and wages line is carried in two budgets. And what were those numbers?
003-990.
Yes, ma'am. Can we look at
those? Yeah. We'll get there. Madam Clerk, do you know how to pull up the revenue and expenditure sheets? Specific request by committee member?
Yeah, just.
I have them if you'd like to see
the budget.
1977 there.
1977 needs to be on the screen so Congressman Potts can prepare an amendment. Please, thank you.
You guys can go on.
All right, well, great. So once this gets done, are you guys okay with the committee substitute?
I'm okay with that portion. Page 39.
All right.
With his section.
Can you go back to the... Got it, Elon?
Mr. Johnson.
I'll pull it up here, guys. The revenue expenditure sheets.
Yes, sir. And part of Mr. Littleton's request earlier, we had immediate access to all the information and worked until about 7 o'clock last night. A lot of this information didn't get to the directors until last night, and they were working on it this morning. I started receiving emails from the directors right around 8:45, and the controller, and we'd like to go through the same exercise with every one of them. And that's sort of what we were talking about this morning. We were pretty quick to identify this issue yesterday, but we're still researching and trying to figure out with our directors and the treasury what else was done. You know, that may be of similar circumstance.
990.
Okay.
Financials on 990. Chana, can we see the financials for 990?
Okay, yeah, because you have to do it.
Can you pull up the committee sub real quick?
What's the number again? Office of the Principal Chief.
Page 39. Oh, on the financials?
IDC.
Sorry.
There we go.
I'm sorry, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make an amendment. Page 39, line 1,771. Salaries and wages strike 443,414 and insert 703,313. Employee benefits and payroll taxes strike 146,327 and insert 178,769. Indirect costs strike 158,136 and insert 155,291. Page 39, line 1,782, direct assistance strike 50,000. Page 39, line 1,783, donations, insert 50,000.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is what we were... This is exactly what needs to happen. But what we need to keep in mind is this bottom line right here. So what we're doing is... Right now, by this amendment, Office of the Principal Chief, this amendment will play out just like this.
Why'd that go down?
The budget that was submitted. So what we have right there.
What's the IDC write on that?
This would be the impact of that one amendment. So this is what you would have remaining in projected revenue.
550,000. $551. Did you check the IDC?
It looked like Congresswoman Edwards.
Sorry. It looked like the IDC that you changed. What was it originally?
Committee sub, it'd be 158,136.
And what did it went up to 177? Can you go over?
It's going to 155,291.
So how does it go down? With $300,000, $259,000 more in salary.
So Edwards,
any more discussion regarding the motion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This isn't mine anymore. I don't know exactly what goes into it. That's why I changed the revenue line item. This is the budget exactly as submitted by the executive branch. So this is what it will go to.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, again, I'm going to say that we need to try to get this right. So should we not send an inquiry to inquire why the indirect cost rate went down, or the number went down with the inclusion of $200,000+ of salaries?
Mr. Zahn.
The original bill filed had 155,291 as the IDC. And last year it was 158,28.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Is that a 20.2% IDC rate on your admin cost?
It's whatever everyone else it was.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regardless of what you're seeing right here, which I don't know that needs a special inquiry, the amendment as made will place it just as requested by the executive branch.
Any more discussion regarding the motion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I do have discussion. So you said that you're going off of this request. I think what we were doing is, with everybody to apply equally, we were going back to the financials from July 2019. And to me, if we look at the financials of the IDC budget and the financials of the tribal budget, that should give us the same accurate picture that we're applying across the board to everybody's budget. So I would prefer to take a look at that. It may be the same, I don't know.
I got that it was a little bit more. If I wrote the numbers down right.
Last year's was $2,845 more. So,
okay. Thank you.
And we,
Mr. Zahn.
And these numbers show our $59,004 reduction in our budget overall from 2019 to 2020.
What's the number?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Can I have the number of salary and wages from the July 2019 to?
For which one, IDC or?
The 003 and the 990. I wrote down 443,414 and 259,914. Is that correct?
That's what I recall, yes.
That totals?
700 and?
80. $259,914 totals. Yep, 703,328. Is that what it is? Make sure that that's right. From the, did I write the right number down on 990?
Congressman Potts.
Is the treasurer back, or controller? Do you happen to know the IDC rate that was utilized to calculate these budgets, Mr. Treasurer? and I
we're in the process of doing some negotiation on the IDC rate for next year, and I have a number in my head, but I can't remember what which number is correct.
Needs to sit up here.
So I can text and get it.
Congressman Potts.
I would appreciate that. We were at 20.58 for fiscal year 19. I think we've used 20.22.
That's what you told us.
20.22.
I heard
that's,
20.
That's the number that's, right. Okay. So at 20.22, the number would need to be 217,385.
Congresswoman Stabler.
So in the IDC budget now, were the because we used the calculations from 2017, were those was that portion of their salaries included in the IDC salaries and wages?
Mr. Zahn?
Yes, no. The IDC budget is just for IDC expenses. It doesn't accrue any IDC to offer. So that may suggest the change because of you have $339,000 coming over into a IDC charged budget.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to withdraw and restate the same amendment with the change number for inserting an indirect cost to $217,385 and adding adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Is there a reason that it was taken out of the IDC pool from this year versus last year?
We just decided that we were going to go full tribal this year. We tried doing half and half 2 years ago, and then the Congress didn't want it that way, so they put it all into tribal. So then last year we submitted it half and half, and it went through. There's really
okay.
Much to it.
Any more discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Was that an increase or decrease in the IDC that you just made to this amendment? To this was an increase.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Which, I don't know, it just gives me reason to question. Why wasn't that figured at the consistent rate? And how many more budgets within this budget might have that same thing happen to it? Can somebody in the executive speak to that?
Mr. Zahn.
Yeah, I know I'm not aware of why there would be a difference in it. Just submitted my budget through my CROI, and that's what I got, and here we are.
Treasurer Littleton.
The IDC rate is applied clear across the board equally, so if I understand the question correctly, if you're going to change that rate or move it, then we are going to start over on a lot of budgets. Did I hear that correctly?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No. I need somebody to figure out for me, because I don't have the. Just because there's somebody that does it better than me, what actually indirect cost rate was applied to what I'm looking at right here. Was it indeed 20.2, or is the number that's calculated in this amendment 20.2? So I want to get it correct. I want to put the correct amount in there, and we're having conflicting numbers.
It is the 20.2 is what we budgeted all of them at.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Okay. I'm just needing some clarity here.
Is
this formula working correctly?
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm not. I believe so, yes.
Because okay. We're getting different numbers, right?
No.
All right, we are. Not.
Okay, well, then I misunderstood the amendment. I thought you changed the IDC rate from what was on here.
Did.
Okay. And why did we do that?
Because you increased that number by 703,000 minus 443,000.
So that calculation in your first amendment wasn't correct. I'm just confused.
Mr. Zahn.
I just have a question. What is that number in the revenue appropriation? I can't see that far. I apologize.
1,651,694.
Our request was for 1,589,599. I didn't ask for an increase. I actually presented a decrease of $59,004 from last year. So that 165, that's not what we are under the impression of what we need for our budget. It's the 1,589,599. I know we usually don't ask for decreases, but I mean I don't need that. This is what I presented.
Congressman Potts.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion for a brief recess.
Second.
Motion and a second for a brief recess. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in recess.